we're not actually going to employ any care work directly for another couple of years. But the plan is, or the projections are, that we will end up with a rough ratio of around 2/3 independent workers who are doing anything from like, you know, a few hours a month to 25 hours, 30 hours a week for their different people that they're supporting. And then around 1/3 who are directly employed by Equal Care on guaranteed hours, full contracts, that those people will be, you know, if there are independent workers who would like to transition over to full-time employment, then yeah. And we're doing it on a kind of choice and availability basis. So yeah, but that's a little bit further down the line.